broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Thee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Thee.
All right, welcome to Sports Talk. I am Bob Stogler. My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. Fee, how are you?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
I am really good. I got a head cold, but head cold hanging sucks. In there, you know, god dang it. McNeil behind the mic, our sponsor, Wayne IGA, got love for, what is it called?
The Wayne IGA.
That's what I thought. Yeah. They're awesome.
They're awesome.
Yep. They take care of us.
Take care of us every week.
We got Jeff Hobbs calling in. Hobbs, birthday boy. He says he's been calling, Neil. Said it's going straight to voicemail.
Oh, well, probably because you didn't tell me he was calling it. I don't have Skype up here. So I'll see if I can figure out how to do that.
Get that figured out. We'll get him hooked up.
Okay, I got one of my monitors off, and until one of them comes up on the bottom screen, I can't do anything.
All right. Hey, we're back.
Okay, and, there's one.
Fee, we had a nice win Friday night.
Big win at Parkway.
Yeah, it was. God dang, we played good.
We did. I thought every facet played good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I thought our defense played really good. The offense was good, and our special teams were good.
The best thing I thought was that they knew we was going to run it, and they could not stop
us. That's exactly right.
And you know what? That was a good win for the Indians.
Yeah. I mean, and Parkway's not a slouch by any means.
No, they're good.
They're a pretty decent team. And
yeah, they're very good.
They got a couple speedsters.
Yeah. The one kid ran away from us.
Oh, yeah. Play. Yeah, that kid was a rocket.
He was a rocket. He looked like he got shot out of a cannon.
Birthday boy coming in. You want us to start off by just singing happy birthday, or how do you want us to do this? What do you want to do?
I just thought, hail to the king or something like that.
I mean, that might be a little overboard.
Maybe a smidge.
I mean,
oh, there's no such thing, man. I mean, you know, driving home from the choir concert, Delphus, the Jeff Cass, that little choir concert tonight. Nice little show. Yeah, it was good. I mean, hey, you would have loved it too, man. They played Stay True to Your School. They played...
it was oldies. Little Beach Boys.
Yeah, I Believe in Music. They played, some good classics. I mean, they had a little Journey. They went a little Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling. That was the regional basketball. Cody Feely,
yes,
Jake Jolly. That was. I Got a Feeling every night after.
Cry every time I hear it.
Yeah. Was the superintendent toe tapping?
Yeah, it was good.
Head banging?
Yeah. It's a big time outfit. I mean, you know, I try to call in. I mean, it goes straight to voicemail. I get the green light, thumbs up, boom, push the button.
Right on, big time. We got the one of a kind auction coming up like 2 weeks. Jack had Randy and Tom on, and he was talking about everything, and it ran a little long. But I think you attended a couple of those, didn't you, Jeff?
Seven years as your principal, seven one of a kind auctions. Bought something every year and just came in with a certain amount of money, just gave it all to him. I never left with anything. I mean, I got, you know, I don't know what I got was of any
bottle of wine,
but it was good time. Oh, no, good time.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's one of those that, you know, Jubilee, you know, now you got the WOW, all those kind of things, small town. I mean, we had Delphus has their canal days. I mean, they got something else like you know, not quite like the WOW or, you know, but the one of a kind. But
you know what?
A big deer.
They've made over $500,000 in that thing. Ain't that pretty cool?
Ah, it's awesome. I mean, again, that, you know, just so many things that, you know, I love about that town. I mean, you know, when we built that building, you know, all that, it was just people, you know, it was people. When Fort Recovery people take care of Fort Recovery kids and Fort Recovery people. That's just what you do. It's special. I mean, you know, listen, I mean, all small towns have that feel, but Fort Recovery is better than any place I've ever been. So, I mean, it's just, you know, they just do. Just take care of your people. take care of your kids. I mean, and it just, it's awesome.
So,
if you count up the amount of money in total that's been from the one-of-a-kind auction over, how many years? What's that been, 25 years probably?
21.
Do that math. Yeah. I mean, you know, and then 20 years from now, when, you know, hopefully we'll still be on this planet, but, you know, what the wow total will be, you know, and then to go back to, you know, how many years of Jubilee? I mean, it's crazy, the amount of money, and, you know, and that's, you know, to me, that's what makes poor recovery people special, because they look at it as, that's my entertainment. I love Mercer County, because, you know, you'll go to, like, we had, oh, they thought they had a, again, and I love Delphus, you know, take this the right way, but they thought they had a great 50-50 at the Delphus Jeff Cats and the Blue Jays game opening night. $614 went to the winner.
That's pretty good. Like,
that's not bad.
That was a bad one. I mean, you know, every night is $1,000. I said, you know, every night in a four-side field, that was $1,000. They're like, seriously?
We might have a little problem,
Delphin. Yeah, it's Jeff Katz and Blue Jays. That's a Super Bowl. Yep. Delphin.
Yeah, we do have a little gambling problem here in Fort Worth.
Might have a little bit.
Oh, hey, listen, that is 100% fact. I mean, and, you know, but it's a good fact. But, you know, like, the first time we ever played at Jay County, we go over there, and, I mean, it's a nice crowd. It's a nice crowd. And the 50-50 is worth like $117.
Right.
I'm like, are you shitting me? I mean, for real? I mean, and that was probably 115 of it were full recovery people.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like,
no doubt.
I was, and they were like, oh, that ain't bad. I'm like, that's embarrassing. I don't want to win that one. I want to win, you know, 1400. I want to win, you know, what's
big boy,
in Coldwater.
That's right.
27,000. I mean, you know, so.
Yep. Hey, Hobby, I know, you know, today's your birthday, you know, it's a great day. Today's also Joe Bruns' birthday, and you shared that birthday with Joe Bruns, and man, we miss Joe.
You know, Kathy Sweeterman, I mean, I love me, you know, again, Fort Recovery High School, baby, best staff I've ever worked with in my life, and I've worked with some good ones. Fort Recovery High School, just straight good people. Kathy Sweeterman sends me a picture today of me and Joe Bruns, and she says, October 11th, a lot of great Americans were born on this day. Mm. And it's just, you know, it's just cool. I mean, I think he's been gone for
8 years,
and, you know, Kathy Sweeterman, just a good teacher, good person. You know, again, we, you know, I can't hate her because she's from St. Henry. I mean, that being said, I mean, you know, that's cool. I mean, and so what I do, I immediately forward that to Denise and Chase and the girls and said, hey, you know what? I mean, a lot of great Americans born on October 11th. The guy on the left will be watching over us until we see him again.
Absolutely.
She should get upset, get teary-eyed, but then you just smile too and just know that, you know, good man, good, you know,
great
family, and, you know, spiritually solid, so he's going to, you know, you'll see him again.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just sad. It's just sad that you can't see even that now.
Yeah.
I would have called him today because every even after we weren't working together, and every October 11th, sometime during the day, it was a call to Joe Brunson.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, you know, the kids still think you're a lot older than I am. You know,
that's right.
And say, shut the hell up, Bobby. God damn it! I just, you know, it is.
Yeah.
So,
and you know,
that was automatic. That was for 7 years. October 11th. I tell the kids, hey, so just stop in and tell Mr. Bruns if you think is he older or younger than Mr. Hobbs?
Yeah.
And I set them all up, and I said, hey, you guys got to stop in and tell, are you like 5 or 6 years older than Mr. Hobbs?
Well, you know, it's really cool, though, that every one of your birthdays, you'll get to think about that guy. And that's really a cool thing, you know. Really is.
It is. And it's humbling, and you just, because again, you know, honestly, I mean, you know, again, not to blow smoke at you two, but you're going to fit this, you're going to fit this bill. I mean, you only got about 6 or 7 or 8 that you take anywhere, anytime, you two are in that. And I've lost two of them in the last 7 months of my 6 or 7. I mean, I lost another buddy here, 58 years old, a resource officer, and just as good a dude as will ever be around your life.
Yep.
And, you know, and the sad part is he died on his wife's birthday at a party They had a party for her. We went to the party.
Are you driving a semi? Are you driving a semi? You got your windows down.
No, but I've seen some semis. I'm out here driving the
you need new tires. Hastings Auto will hook you up.
Get you some new quieter tires.
Hey, listen. Hey, that guy at Hastings Auto is as good as they come because, you know, most guys would say, oh, you need this, you need that, you need that. You know, Harold Peely is such a good, I mean, again, when you get a good mechanic, you never give him up. I mean, so, you know, I've given the guy a lot of money even over the last 7 years that I haven't been there.
Appreciate that, too.
Yeah, but, you know, he'll just tell you straight, no, you don't need that. No, not doing that. No, not going to do that. Yep. Don't need new brakes? No, they're good. You know, we'll see you in a few months. Yep. So, no, I'm not driving a semi, but I've seen about 10 semis.
Yeah, I'm out here. Busy there.
They're shelling beans wide open out here.
Oh, yeah, but. You shell corn. You combine beans. Come on. That's why you didn't get hired here.
I grew up on a farm, dumb. Yeah. I mean, like, just because you loaded out 8 million hogs and turkeys and chickens in your life doesn't mean that you are a farmer. I mean, just because you work for Cooper Farms, that you're.
Hey, how about, it's getting around tournament time here, and the Indians had a great win the other night, Hobby, at Parkway. And we've had a tough season, and we talked about this earlier.
I follow religiously. I was texting with Darian, because, Darian Shepard, Jeff Hobson is his agent, and so every October 11th, happy birthday, agent, so that, and... We've been in a trench or two, and I just said, yeah, man's been tough. I mean, you just because I know you're talented, and I know that it's just again sometimes you go through those. There's no easy games. I mean, that'd have to be a good win the other night because Parkway's got a nice team.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so it's just, Jeff Katz are 0-8, and they deserve to be 0-8, but they're well coached. The guys working hard. They got young kids. I mean, they only got about 30, a little over like 34. So the number's not great. You're just going to have those. And again, I mean, how many times? Honestly, the disappointment for me is if I think watch your team and see. We were 13-1 in non-league games during the time I was principal. We never lost a non-league game. I mean, Harold, both of you know it. It was the first one I ever had.
Yeah.
San Antonio. Yeah. Colleague threw for like 500 yards, and they ran for like
55 to 50.
Yards.
Yeah. Pouring down rain.
Pouring down rain. It was like 50,
Michael Gargi had four touchdowns.
Or something. Yes, it was whoever had the ball last was going to win, and that's the only non-league game we ever lost at the time I was principal. So, and I know they lost a couple heartbreakers, to two pretty good teams,
right.
But that's, you can always count on getting two out of the chute, and then you were going to fight for your life because the match just that good. So, they got a chance to get at least one more. I mean, our favorite teams are Recovery and anybody who plays St. Henry. So, one of these weeks you get that team gets to be the same team. So. Yeah.
And then, Hobby, the volleyball team has just had a really great season. They're 15-5. They close out it might be 16-5 now. They close out the regular season tomorrow night with New Bremen at New Bremen. That's an unbelievable team. But if you look at
that would be a war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you look at who we've lost to, I mean, it's the creme de la creme. And Travis Guggenbiller and the Lady Indians have had one hell of a season.
Travis, he's just a good kid. I mean, he cut his teeth and worked his way up. And it's just, again, I always something special about male volleyball coaches. You don't see too many of them, but when you do, generally they're pretty good.
Pretty good at it.
So, I mean, Travis, he's a great kid. I mean, and the thing is, they lost some people.
Yeah.
That's the thing, too, that, you had some really high-end players to replace. And that's the one thing I miss. I mean, Northwest Conference, again, no disrespect, but it's just not the MAC, and we understand that.
Yep.
But seeing the caliber of volleyball every night that you see in the MAC is just, again, it's no different than any other sport, but it's amazing. I mean, that we just don't see that. You know, you'll see, I hated doing it because I compare other teams to how would they fare in the MAC, you know, the high-end Northwest Conference teams, and they'd be in the bottom. They'd be at the bottom, but, they, you know, they'll have one or two players that can play on the good MAC teams, but you know, the good MAC teams have six or seven, you know, really, really good players, that, you know, and so that's awesome. I mean, I'm happy for them. I mean, you'd like to see them make a tournament run, but you know, no different than you're going to end up, it becomes a MAC tournament. The only teams that MAC teams lose to are MAC teams.
Yeah, and, the D7, Jeff, is just absolutely loaded with Crestview, Fort Laramie, and New Bremen. And then D6 is Coldwater, Fort Covey, St. Henry. So 6 and 7, man, you gotta get some luck to make it through that bad boy. And it's that way every year.
Yeah, and again, it's what you guys are used to.
Yeah.
And it's one of those, the nice thing is that, you know, Fort Recovery has gotten to the place where they expect to win. And that was a hard thing. I mean, again, I kind of went through it. You guys you've lived it your whole life. I mean, I got to see that, you know, where the coin kind of flipped. You know, 7 years, we got to the place where we were going to Columbus and expect, you know, again, we didn't win a lot of MAC titles. But, I mean, you know, the year we went to state football championship, I think we finished third or tied for third in the MAC.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's just, that is what it is. I mean, it always laughs. It's hard to win a MAC title than it is to win a state title.
That's right.
You know, and so those are the kind of things that you'll see that, you know, when three divisions of football win the state championship, you'll have two divisions of volleyball that win the state championship. You've had two divisions of baseball that, you know, that end up either winning or getting the state championship. It's just... It's what you know come to expect, and that's the part that you know, you love it and you hate it at the same time.
Yeah.
Bobby, we had Don Kemper on last week, and you know, he can't really talk a lot about the expansion and how close it was for Fort Laramie and LCC. But, you know, that has made the Northwest Conference. That's two really good teams in football, and that's got to help your the conference, don't you think?
I think so. I mean, you know, it's one of those ones that you know, when you're kind of where I, right now with the Jeffcats, I'm kind of where I was, where we were at the board at the beginning, you know, where you were fighting for your life and you were trying to get over the hump and find a way to get to the next level. And so when you add people like Fort Laramie and LCC, who, you know, it's a hard, but, you know, here's the thing. I mean, the Blue Jays thought about leaving the MAC, you know, and I, honestly, I was sort of surprised they didn't, but I think they're, because honestly, they're in a place right now, guys, where they do not have the people that they once had, and their numbers are in a place, and LCC's feeling the same pain. LCC is there, and actually, I think a lot of the parochial schools are that way. I mean, Sidney Lehman is that way, where they're losing numbers. They don't have the kind of the caliber of athletes. Here's a perfect example. You guys have seen it. LCC girls golf and boys golf.
Think
state
about
champions.
That.
During Jackson's time, there were multiple state championships in golf in both boys and girls. This year, LCC has three boys golfers. Now, one's a stud. He's in the state.
Right.
Three. Hmm. They had five girls golfers, and only two of them could play.
That's so amazing.
And when you know, just by 4 or 5 years ago, you win the state championships, and you got 20 golfers on both teams.
Yeah.
So you're seeing that. I mean, actually, St. John's is really struggling. They graduated like 38 kids last year, and they've got two classes that are in the 30s.
Mm.
And so, you know, I think that from a athletic fit, they fit better in the Northwest Conference. However, from a prestige and we are this, they were never leaving the MAC, and so that's where, you know, honestly, I just don't mind talking about it because I'm living it. But if we had one school in Delphus, and I don't know if that'll ever happen, and you know, we'll see.
Yeah,
we're a MAC school. We're a MAC school.
Yeah,
but separate, we're Northwest Conference schools.
Yeah,
and so I think that's where, you know, right now, that's the difference too, that I think there's a lot of people that would not mind seeing, because if you get, we become one school, the state builds us a new school for free, basically.
Yeah.
Apart, we'll never get a new school because we're so far down the funding list, because they make you look like a rich school when you've got two high schools in the same community that, you know, that would only have 1,400 or 1,500 kids in the district.
Right.
So,
well, we're going.
I mean, like I said, Laramie LCC definitely give you a little cachet, and honestly, I think Laramie, I don't know where LCC really is right now. I mean, they've struggled in non-league against MAC schools.
Yeah.
I think Laramie. Listen, Laramie's a middle to bottom MAC school of football. Yep. Don't kid yourself. They in Shelby County, they are somebody. They're the big bully in the Shelby County League. But you just go down the list. I mean, even in girls basketball, now she's had a run that's been unbelievable.
Correct.
They don't dominate MAC schools in anything.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, ask Anna how that works for them. You know, Anna, when they won their first MAC championship in football like 4 or 5 years ago, and that's the only one they've had in 20 plus years.
Right.
And they're the biggest school in the MAC.
Right.
So
before we let you go here, and we really appreciate you calling, let's talk a little bit about your Bengals on Sunday. That was Joe Burrow looked like Joe Burrow.
It's feeling good.
Yeah, you know, I know. I mean, it's one of those ones. I'm not, you know, when you live through the Bengals of the 90s, and you boys can talk about that because you're clown fans.
Yeah.
So, and there's a lot of clown fans. There's a lot of clown fans in the fort. And so that, you know, but we got a few Who Days out there. Love me some Jeff Vaughn and, you know, Joe Bruns. You know, he's got the, you know, the Bengal Who Day vibe going from up above.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you live through what we've lived through, you don't get too high or too low. I mean, listen, the Bengals have been in the Super Bowl and the AFC Championship the last 2 years, and, you know, you look like you got the Messiah, and, you know, the guy signs a big contract, and you can't stay healthy. So, they did play better, and, you know, and he did look better, you know, so but you don't know. I mean, who knows? I mean, I'm not getting too high or too low. Again, it was a good win. They had to win. So it's one of, and I think this week almost is a half to win. Because you look at their schedule, and that's what, you know, when you're the, and that's the way the NFL, you know, sets that up parity wise, so that when you're the one the year before, you're going to play all the ones, you know, and so they're playing 40, you know, they're playing the 49ers, they're playing the Bills, they're playing the Chiefs. There's just, and the AFC North is really, really good. I mean, anybody can beat anybody any day, and so you just gotta get yourself out. Funny thing about the Bengals is they always seem like a second half. In the last couple of years when they've been good,
they
win 8 or 9 in a row to end the season and find their way. So who knows?
Weren't the Bengals lost their first two games last year also, or is that 2 years ago?
Yeah, they did. They were 1-3 last year. Yeah, I mean, you know, get beat by the Steelers, who were god awful. I mean, Burrow had, what, he had 4 interceptions. He had, like, 7 interceptions for the season. He had 4 in the first game against the Steelers.
Steelers are better than what people think, though. They look good against the Ravens.
They are. Well, they just,
defensively, they're freaks.
And that guy just, they find ways to win. I mean, that, you know, they keep it close. And same way, I mean, everybody in this division, I mean, sort of the Bengals and the Browns. I mean, you know, the Ravens just play ugly and find ways to win. Steelers, defense, running. Find special teams, find ways to win. And so, you know, I think for the clowns, it's all about Deshaun Watson. If that guy is,
he's got to play.
Be the guy he needs to be. I mean, you know, losing Chubb is, because that guy is special.
Yeah,
so, I mean, that's
awesome.
Just an unbelievable loss. I mean, it just, again, I'm anti Cleveland, but I mean, it just breaks your heart when you see something like that happen to that guy. I mean,
especially
the guy
that's
that good. Guy's been through that before and have to come back from that. Listen, he'll be back. I wouldn't count that guy out. He's freaking too good, but it's a difference maker. I mean, when you lose guys like that, those guys are special.
Jeff Hobbs, happy birthday. Let's get together with your lovely wife, Carol, Harold's lovely wife, Kim, and my lovely wife, Jody, before Christmas. Maybe wouldn't shoe in at one time.
Don't forget the lovely Jody's daughter.
Yeah, she's mean.
You know.
She's mean dog.
she needs to be mean.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, so we had, where's Bill Stogler these days? I mean, my favorite stronger, and I haven't talked to that guy in probably a moon and a half. I mean, we talk about Jack, and
he allowed that.
Jack, but I mean,
well,
I like Jack, I like Bob, but Bill's a guy.
You know, Bill's retiring on February 2nd, so he is nose to the grindstone right now.
Yeah.
He's working about 80 hours a week.
He's hitting it hard.
I bet he is.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much that guy's life, isn't it?
Yeah, Jim and Gary Cooper can't believe the effort they're getting out of him right now.
Tell Bill Sauger, I got a question for him.
Yes, sir.
And I'll just leave it at that. And I will tell you the question off the air someday. But
all right. Jeff Hobbs, we love you, brother.
Yes, sir, my man.
I love you guys too, man. Sport Recovery Radio, boys and girls.
That's right.
It is what it is. A+.
See you later, my
friend. See you, buddy.
That is Jeff Hobbs, Superintendent Douglas Jefferson, and also just an all-around great dude, man.
Yep.
He's always wanting to talk, and he loves talking sports.
He loves talking for recovery. Oh,
yes, he does.
Yes, sir, he does.
And he is probably the guy that put us on the map with his very professional football and basketball announcing.
A lot like Parkway's announcers.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a break.
Yeah.
Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Wayne IGA has the very popular Cooper Farms mixed turkey rolls in stock for those of us who want to be sure to get what we need for the holidays. This is the perfect time to be sure you have what you and your family are going to want. The turkey rolls should be available all season, but there could be some occasional shortages, and Wayne IGA will have them in stock whenever they're available. Again, Cooper Farms mixed turkey rolls are in stock. Be ready for the upcoming holidays and stop by Wayne IGA today.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday, and now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce, and on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime Monday through Friday here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
The Fort Recovery firefighters are having their famous all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday morning, October 15th, from 8 to noon at the fire hall. Sausage, pancakes, and omelets custom made by your firefighters, all you can eat. All the proceeds will go toward new and updated equipment and building upgrades, and it's a free will donation. Don't miss this great breakfast. Head on down to the fire hall on Sunday morning, October 15th from 8 to noon for the Fort Recovery Firefighters' famous omelet, pancake, and sausage breakfast.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
I was texting earlier Tim Goodman, and they got a really neat thing going on the St. Henry or the Marion Local Coldwater game. They're donating.
I just seen that.
It's both really cool. Kids are donating. Both teams are signing a helmet, and then they're going to auction these helmets off with the proceeds going to Todd Ashball.
Yeah.
A scholarship for Todd Ashball. And I told him, I said, Fort Recovery Radio would be very interested in.
Yeah, we do something.
Absolutely. We would absolutely do that. So and if somebody gets on Tim Goodman's Facebook page and he has a lot of followers and he's a great follow on Facebook and he's very positive and just all around great guy. Look at that, and if you can Todd Ashball was a champion, folks.
Great guy.
And if
you went to the visitation last Sunday, I got there at 10 minutes to 1. A visitation started at 1. There were 150 people in front of me when I got there 10 minutes early.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was 45 minutes. I came out, and they were out the door, down the sidewalk, down the steps, into the other parking lot. It was just about where it was with Brian Harlemer.
Yeah. And then if you seen Sandra had a volleyball game the other night, and they had a pass the hat thing, and proceeds go to the Todd Ashbaugh Scholarship, and it's just really neat the way the conference comes together.
Yep. Yeah, it is pretty cool.
So if you look at that up, folks, get on Coach Gibbons' Facebook page, and you can get all the information. It's all over Facebook, so
he officiated lots of different sports at every school, and he was one of those guys that he was, I'm going to say, goofy. He loved to goof around with everybody. He was always talking to the guys in the press row. They're talking to the guys at the scorer's table. He's talking to the fans. He's just, he was one of those guys that even if you didn't know his name, you knew who he was.
That's right. Yep.
And you were glad to see him there.
Huge volleyball game tomorrow night. We travel to New Bremen.
Yeah, it'd be fun to give them a great game. Yeah. I think we can.
Senior night with New Bremen, and they're going to be skied up, and it's for they got to win the MAC, probably.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I seen Digger had 3 trophies.
Is that right?
He said it. As a commissioner, you got to be prepared, and it could be a 3-way tie. And
absolutely.
And I know that Coach Guggenbill and the girls would love to knock Bremen out of that. It's going to take a Herculean effort for the Indians.
Absolutely. We got to play our absolute best.
Yeah, 6 years ago, we did that to Paige Jones.
On Saturday, we had Fort Laramie come to town. And
that's a pretty good team.
Yeah, they are really good. And you know what? I think we were a little bit shell-shocked first game. Got to be like 25-12, 25-13.
Yeah.
Second game, we battled. Third game, we come back and won.
And
you know, all that does is give a little bit of confidence to those girls. And
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's got to be
number one team in the state. Yeah.
Good for a coach. I mean, you can just say, look, we got them one game. Absolutely. We can beat this team. Yeah. Yep. You know, they're great, but we're just as good.
Then we traveled into Knoxville last night with a nice 3 wins over the Knoxville team. Knoxville plays volleyball.
Yes.
You know, they're down a little bit talent-wise.
Yeah.
They know how to play.
But they know how to play. They're very good. They're always going to give you a great effort.
We've lost to 5 teams, but we haven't been stomped by anybody.
Nope.
And, you know, with a couple of things here and there, we can beat any team that there is.
Yep. So the girls got a big one tomorrow night, and the tournament starts next Wednesday. And you'll talk a little bit about, there's no talk radio next week, folks, because the girls are playing their first round of their tournament at St. Henry. I think that might be a 7 o'clock start.
So St. Henry plays first at 6.
Yeah.
So we'll be the second match.
But it's at St. Henry?
It's at St. Henry.
St. Henry. Yeah.
And then, you know, if we'd happen to keep winning, we wouldn't be off next Wednesday as well. But we'll worry about that when the time comes. Yeah. But next Wednesday, it's Indian volleyball. And get your butts over to St. Henry and watch this.
Is that are we still back to the no tickets? You just got to do it online?
No, I think you can buy them at the door now.
We're back.
Well, the OHSA said they're selling tickets this year.
We're going back to tickets.
Tournament. Yeah. I'm sorry, I forgot about that. I forgot about the tournament part.
That's good.
That is good.
I agree with you, Fee. That sucked.
And you can buy them.
I mean, you can do it, but it's kind of a pain in the ass.
It is a pain. And for us old guys, can't see our phones half the time.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Geez, we got the shakes. We got to
make it tough.
We can't hold our damn phones.
Here, I'll give you twice as much money. Let me in. No.
Here's a 20.
Here's a 20.
Buy everybody here popcorn.
I just want to get in the game. That's all I want. I don't have to do it. Work at it.
That's exactly right. And then Friday night, big game as we travel to Anna. And you know what? If we get one more win, you know, I think we're 18th, top 16 in the region.
Yeah. We're sniffing it.
You know, you're probably going to play Marion, but who gives a crap? You at least get in. And if we would get in, we're going to beat a team that we're going to enjoy.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
them last two. Either one of them would be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'd be awesome to catch it.
Yeah.
Choo-choo train.
It was nice to see Riggs Toby back.
Yes, it's good to see him back on there.
I had just told somebody before that he was done for basketball and baseball, and here he comes out on the
floor.
Yeah, I don't think he's playing basketball, but he had a choice. He could, and I talked to Jimmy, and Jimmy said, you know, how do you tell a kid, you know, he wants to catch. He's a good catcher. He had a great season.
He had a great season.
He's now healthy, and he wanted to play football last couple games, and hats off to you, Riggs. God love you.
Absolutely.
Keep battling, buddy.
I'm sure that those kids were fired up when they seen number 12 come out there.
Oh, he comes in right away, goes across the middle, catches the pass.
Yeah.
Glad to see.
Yeah,
great to see.
It was, and a good win for the Indians and Coach Niekamp, and that was just a fun to hear him sing the fight song.
Yeah, yeah. I give you chills. I tell you what, every time. It don't matter. Especially that first one. We knew this was been a tough year, and I'm sure them kids just love that.
Absolutely.
That's fun.
I'll tell you what, man. We got some good young kids.
We do.
Now, we're going to lose Troy. We're going to lose our quarterback.
Yeah.
But we got some kids in there.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see.
And that four camp kid and Breaker Judy.
Oh, yeah.
That Reese Wendell.
And those are freshmen.
Absolute football player.
He is.
He would play on any team in the league.
He showed that last year as a freshman, and he's better this year.
Yeah.
He made all league last year as a freshman.
He's a good one.
I thought, like, our special teams, you know, normally they kick that little blooper and we leave it alone and let it roll all the way back. That four camp kid jumped on that thing and ran it up, and we had 35 to 40 yard every time.
I like that
great
kid.
Position.
I do too. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I like those
very
young
confident
kids, and you know what, folks? It's been a tough season, but, you know, as a nice win last Friday, and let's see if we can't get one this Friday.
I tell you what, we play like we did. They better play good.
That's right.
Don't come in there and overlook us.
Nope, I agree with you, buddy.
We're not bad.
100%. Feed Buckeyes, nice win. I was a little concerned.
I was too. First half was a little shaky. Second half looked pretty good.
Yeah, they did.
I know they're down on that McCord, but, you know, I think
tremendous.
He's a player.
I do, too.
I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought, you know, coming out of that Notre Dame game, you know, we just kind of, I think everybody thought he was just going to come out and throw like 5 touchdown passes in the first quarter. And, you know, and he had a slow start. But second half, got it together and looked good.
Yeah.
Looked really good.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's a good win. And we go to Purdue this Saturday. And
don't overlook them, boys.
We've got our clocks cleaned over there.
Snapped a couple times over there.
Oh, absolutely.
The one year that, what was the boy that had, what the hell was it?
Yeah,
they had like a big.
Yeah,
it was his night, and we got our asses.
We did.
We were like two or three nation.
Yeah,
and got clobbered.
And then remember Drew Brees?
He
threw about 900 yards against us.
Yeah, last second.
That's their Rose Bowl.
That is exactly
what it is for him.
You're damn right.
Ross State's a great place to watch a game. I love it.
Well, we'll never forget
our
2002
there,
or whatever. Yes, 2000. Was it two?
Yeah, I think it was.
National championship.
Right.
Threw that right at us. Krenzel threw it right at us. Jenkins caught it. We went crazy.
Yeah, we did. That was some trip. Man alive.
That's fun.
Hard to believe that was 22 years ago.
That's
21 years
ago.
There we go. First year of the Fort Recovery Historical Society.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Ain't bad.
That's right. So, and then the Brownies Fee got San Francisco on Sunday.
They look really good against the Cowboys.
You know, I look at the NFL, and I look at those teams, and Miami's good.
Yeah.
Kansas City's good. San Fran might be really good.
I think they might be
the stander outer.
Yeah, they could be the cream de la creme.
I
think they're number one.
Yeah, and the Brownies got a tough task, especially without Watson. Watson's got a bruised shoulder. It doesn't look like he's played yet this week. It doesn't look like he's going to go on Sunday. So I don't know what's going to happen there. But
they don't play the rookie, or they play
the
other kid.
The other kid.
PT or P, whatever.
Yep. So,
who's the quarterback for San Francisco?
Brock Purdy.
Purdy.
The 7th round draft pick.
Last pick of the draft.
And he's just manages the game, manages the team. Yeah. Of course, he's got weapons.
Yeah.
I mean, CMC is unbelievable.
Oh, my God, they're good.
Yeah. So where did Purdy go? That name sounds familiar, but...
He was
Iowa State, maybe?
Iowa State.
Yep. I think it was, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, now they got... Yeah, they got a good team, and defensively, Boza's a freak.
Oh, he's a freak. Yeah. And he's got the other dudes on there, too. He's a freak.
Yeah.
You got two of them coming at you every time. That poor rookie last week.
I'm thinking,
couldn't throw nothing. He couldn't get anything.
And I'm thinking Deshaun Watson, he might say, I am a little sore.
Yeah.
Because I'm a good kid.
Who we got this week?
Yeah.
Ooh, Boza? Ooh, that shoulder feels a little rough.
Yeah. Big week, folks. Big week of Fort Recovery sports, where a cross-country team, I think, is at Coldwater.
Yep.
For for the MAC.
Yeah.
Sounds right. And then we have the volleyball team again versus, they're at New Bremen tomorrow night. That game will be on simulcast. Rob Weaver do that.
Yep.
And then you and are you and Calby got the game Friday night at Anna?
I don't know if I'm gonna be there Friday.
Okay.
I probably won't, but
all right. So anyway, that's a great place to watch a game. It's supposed to be 70 degrees, 75 on Friday. Get over there and watch Indians.
It should be fun.
Absolutely. It's always a fun place to watch a game.
It
you
is.
Get a park right by your seats.
Yep.
And it's good. So we want to thank Hobby for calling in. Happy birthday to you, my friend. Happy birthday to Joe Bruins.
Yep.
We love you, brother.
Yep.
We do.
And we will be back. And we won't be back next Wednesday, but the following Wednesday, we'll be back.
Maybe not.
We want to thank our sponsor,
Wayne IGA.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Couple weeks.
You are listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Z, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.